Every year, Rotary members look for a project, one that's hands-on and will clearly benefit the community. First City Rotary President Rosie Rappel, whose term of office just ended, explains how they chose improving the beach access.
But one of our members, who has a bunch of little children, went down there trying to get down to that beach and was hanging through the bushes and over the roots and everything. The little girl fell down and really hurt herself.
That member suggested putting in stairs so that children, seniors, and others who have a difficult time crawling over logs and bushwhacking through the trees can get down to Rotary Beach, which many locals also refer to as Buggy's Beach.
So everybody jumped on it, said yes.
The group received a matching grant for the work and also is using money raised locally to help pay for it. Sweat equity, though, is a major factor.
First of all, we had to clear the path. Then we had to bring in D1. And we had to haul it down in barrels because it's in a peculiar spot where you can't really drive a truck down.
They spread the gravel, tamped it down, placed rebar in between wooden forms, all in preparation for pouring cement. Rappel estimates that about $25,000 worth of labor and materials have gone into the project. It was all set to go, but then the weather turned on them. Rappel says that the group, led by Dick Miller, had to abandon the project until the weather got better.
So I'm sure it was probably disheartening to him and all the rest of us that worked on it and our club that raised the money and the district that gave us the money and all the people in town that are looking forward to the stairs to have somebody or something come and destroy the whole bottom half of it.
Rappel says it's actually the bottom third. The wood forms were pulled up and removed, she suspects, for firewood. Some of the rebar was bent and probably needs to be fixed if not replaced. Rappel notes that vandalism has damaged or destroyed former Rotary improvement projects as well. For example, Rotary members last year replaced some of the small fishing piers at Carlana Lake that had been damaged when people burned campfires directly on the wood decking.
So we totally repaired them, packing the wood by hand, high school kids, everybody packing it up, helping our club. And we went up there, because I go up there and hike all the time, burned up again already. Like, what is the matter with these people?
If Rappel sounds frustrated, it's because she is.
I really hate to think we have people in our community that do things like this. And if people know that there are people ruining things and wrecking the look of our town and things that people are trying to do good, you would think they would report it.
Despite the setback, First City Rotary still plans to complete the beach access project. It's going to cost more now, and Rappel says it'll take a little longer, too. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.